Well, the organization I helped found is Iraq Veterans Against the War. I founded it with seven other recent veterans of the U.S. military. And it's important because what's going on in the world right now, the world that we're living in, is so much different than anything anybody's experienced in so long. And really, we're on the forefront of it. I mean, people can watch the news and think they understand things, but unless you've been there, you just don't get it. I mean, I understand that people do kind of have a rough idea of what's going on, but it's so much different to live through these things, and we're the ones who can really let people know what's going on and cut through. So not only that, I mean, somebody can know exactly what's going on. They could have been there, things like that, but if it's just, you know, like your average activist, somebody who's upset about the war in Iraq, it doesn't mean that much. But when somebody who's been there, somebody who's fought there, somebody who's lost their friends' lives and taken other people's lives, there's a certain credibility there that nobody can deny. You know, I'm not the kind of person who tells anyone what to do, because, you know, when you tell them what to do, they do the complete opposite. Yes. Usually. I mean, that's something I remember when I was a kid, and actually, it's strange because I was a kid not that long ago. Actually, I think I was a kid until I went to Iraq. But, you know, I think people should always make informed decisions, especially when it's a decision that will affect the rest of your life like this. I mean, joining the military is probably one of the single most important decisions of your life. I mean, recruiters always try to frame it as, oh, it's only 4 years. I mean, heck, that's as long as people spend in college. But I'm like, yeah, but in college they don't ask you to risk your life. They don't ask you to take someone else's life. So people need to understand what they're getting into, and I think they need to get both sides of the story. Yeah, okay, yeah, talk to the recruiter. Remember, he's only going to give you one side of the story. Talk to a veteran. Talk to somebody who's been around these things so you get the other side and then make your decision. Like what I've gone through in Iraq has definitely changed me a lot. I mean, I've always felt I had a strong sense of justice and right and wrong, but now, you know, it's definitely changed. I mean, before I went to Iraq, I was opposed to the war. I didn't think it was the right thing to do. I didn't agree with the reasons for it. I felt preemptive war was a flawed policy. But at that point, it was just a policy for me. It was abstract. But, you know, I've after being there and seeing it with my own two eyes and realizing this is what we're doing, and the fact that we've taken lives, and I've talked to my friends who've literally had their fellow Marines die in their arms. It's personal now. This is completely different. I also think that somebody who joins the military voluntarily in the first place is a little bit different from the average person. There's some kind of commitment to something in there that makes them willing to join a service that knowing that they might lose their lives. Yeah, I've talked to other veterans like Father Roy Bourgeois, who's the founder of the School of America's Watch. He volunteered to go to Vietnam. And when you take someone who's willing to make that kind of commitment to something and abuse it like that, it changes something. Like, I